till 10:30. By that time, we've been assured that we'll have the necessary documents from drafting, and we will immediately go back into session for the Finance Committee. So it looks like 10:45. Call the Finance Committee back to order. We have an amendment number 26 by Senator Parnell. Amendment on SCS for SB 36. Senator Parnell.
Mr. Chairman, I would move amendment number 26 and just request leave of the chair to explain what it is.
I'll object for that purpose, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Parnell.
The amendment deletes provisions from the bill that would levy a tax on the unorganized areas of the state, and the amendment pulls out the third-class borough option. For me, the ultimate goal is to change the education funding system to provide a more fair and more simple formula. I believe SB 36, as it exists in our committee, meets that goal. And while I'm willing to move the bill from committee in its current form, I believe the bill would fail to pass on the Senate floor. Moreover, too much debate would focus on the funding mechanism rather than on the fact that 82% of Alaska's children would receive education funding increases, and 100% of Alaska's children would benefit from a more fair statewide system. Leaving the bill in its current form and letting it die would mean that Alaskan children would continue losing ground under the existing inadequate and inequitable funding system. To adopt the governor's approach of simply pouring more money into the existing broken system is also no answer. The children of Alaska deserve better. Thus, we are faced with a choice. Do we choose to move forward and acknowledge that this should not be the end of rewriting the Education Foundation formula, or do we let the issue die here? I choose to move forward, understanding that the existing education funding formula is broken and must be fixed. Understanding also that there are many more committee hearings to have on the bill, many more hours of debate to work through. This should not be the end of the public process, but in my view, only the beginning, and I urge your support of Amendment Number 26.
Senator Adams.
Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to see that we're finally going in the right direction. The removal of the third-class boroughs, the removal of the income tax, and basically still Senate Bill number 36 is still not fair. You said 80%, 82% of the children is entitled to state funding. What about the rest of them? Every child in Alaska is entitled to education funding. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I remove my objection.
I object. Mr. Chairman, for the same reason Senator Adams talking about equity is the same reason I'm objecting to this. I think that you'll never get there unless you force some sort of mechanism on the unorganized area. And I realize that we're considering going back to a model to a mandatory borough issue, but the transition of that is 15 to maybe 20 years away. And it's just too far to recognize that some of the residents of the state of Alaska do not have to pay for education. This bill provides a transition of 3 years to get their act together, to come forward with the mechanism to tax themselves. And if they don't, then the tax is placed by this assembly. And I think that's a very fair approach. So I'll maintain my objection.
Senator Donnelly.
I have a question about page 1. Line 16 and 17. Why is it necessary to have that amendment?
Chairman, that would be a question for the drafter. I simply requested that the tax portions be pulled out as well as the unorganized borough portion, thinking that subsequent legislation may. I agree with the concept of requiring a local contribution. We'd have to ask the drafter on that particular issue.
I'd like to know the answer to that question before I vote on this. I don't think we need to immortalize in statute that we don't expect local contribution from people. I think they ought to be encouraged to make a local contribution. And we've seen too many statutes already that give people the excuse not to put anything in towards their local government or the support of their own communities or their own children. I think we've got way too many of these kind of provisions in statute already, so if it's not absolutely mandatory to say this, I don't want to have to say it.
Senator, I would agree with you, and I agree completely with you. I'd be happy to take that out, provided it doesn't damage what we're trying to do here.
Is the drafter in the room at this time?
I didn't request him to come over.
It'll take about
6 weeks. Beg your pardon? Okay, Larry, you want to get him on the phone? Get the drafter over here. Let's continue to discuss. Is there any other discussion on this amendment by committee members prior to the drafter being here to answer the question regarding lines 16 and 17 on page 1 of the amendment? Let's get the first things first here. We'll call an at ease to allow the drafter to come from the other building or to answer this question.